Okay, Rabotai, welcome back to Newsman. So this man, Bez Hashem, takes us, we go straight till Pesach, I guess. Even beyond Pesach, but Nida takes time. Then we do Hilchas Avelos after that. But we'll still have a lot of time for Nida. So we welcome everyone back. I'll let you know when I'll give you a little break to do Chazar, and then we'll have the first Vachina. We have a little time for that. But I give oral Vachina one-on-one, or with your Chavrusa, whichever you feel comfortable. And, just as a impetus to do Chazar. That's the main, as a scary Bechina or anything like that, but it's just, we just need time to say, we're going to stop now, I'm going to Chazar over, and it's very good for the learning. Okay, now we always start with the Niggun. This is a new beginning, so even though we started already, the Elzman, we had a nice Elzman, and now it's the Chorevzman, so we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see he had a good health, us and all our families and all of Klal Yisrael, so we should be able to learn Barachovas Hadas and accomplish in our learning in our Yerushamayim and our Torah Kavod HaGemilos Chasodim, and specifically in Hilchas Nida. And so we'll start with the Niggun, and then we'll get into, we're in the middle of this packet. The topic of today's shiur is the halachic status of paper. So that's a fascinating topic, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
And tissues.
And tissues, paper, and all these things. Avinu Arachalon Avinu Frusein Bilibeinu Vino Leharinu Leaskil Avinu Arachalon Rahim Aleinu Chrisein Bilibeinu Vino Leharinu Leaskil Shema Allah Lishmor Bilasos Oh, page 11 in packet 6.
J6.
The reason why it's J is the first time I gave the shiurim was June, which is a June's month that went practically till Tisha B'Av. So that's why they have it named J1, J2, because it was done in June the first time I did it. And then it was a long June, so it went into July, and then it expanded even beyond that. And now I don't think we could do it in just a June or even a July. But that's the how it evolved. So the question at hand is this paper Makabel Tuma? And it's very important. It's a tissue, like Rabbi has said, a tissue, a pad, all these paper things, we have to know whether they're Makabel Tuma. Because the basic yisod that we mentioned last time was that if a kesem is found on something that's not Makabel Tuma, then it's mutter. The Chazal were not gozer. If it's found on a garment is Makabel Tuma, so then we discuss, it depends upon it. It's a white garment, a blue garment, the different colors. But if it's white and it's Makabel Tuma, then and it's a shear of a gris va'od, then she's tummy. And you have to do the whole nida process. The whole nida process. But if it's not Makabel Tuma, then she's muteris. So the first thing we have to know is what's the status of paper. So the Mishnah in Kalim, the Perek Beis Mishnah Hay, says Kisui kade yayin v'kade shemen v'kisui chavios v'yoros tohorim. If you have a cover of a barrel or something like that, is tahar. It's tahar. It's not a kli. It's just a covering. If you look in the Bar Tanura, kisei chavios noros al shem mekomon, v'brusu naktin v'nei shoyom kisei chavios shalhem beis kibul. In other words, what's the chiddush? In other words, maybe their coverings had a reason. In other words, normally a kli is makabel tuma if it's has a receptacle. It has a kli kibul. So did these things, if it didn't have a kli kibul, there's nothing to talk about, but it could be that these things did have a kli kibul, but they weren't used to be a kibul. They were just used as a cover. Or it could be that they didn't have a kibul, but they would make the covering out of some type of paper. And therefore, they weren't makabel tuma, but the Mishnah continues and says, "Miskinu l'sashmish temeim." If the Mishnah says, if you make the niyaros mutashmish, meaning you make it to be user friendly, I mean you make it with a kli kibul, you make it with a receptacle, so then you could use it now. You could use it for to put things in. So that's what the Mishnah says. And then let's look at another Mishnah. Perek Yud Zayin, the next page. Mishnah Tezvav. Osek Likibul Mikol Mokom Tameh. Yeah, then he says, Ha'osa kiss. You make a pocket, a receptacle, or hamatzah, from some type of leather that you didn't, Tartuna says you didn't salt, umin hanir, tameh. So, what do you see from these mishnayos? So, the Sidrei Tara says that the Chori, you see beferish from these mishnayos that nir is not mekabel tumah on itself, because it's only mekabel tumah if you make it into a receptacle. But if you have just have a flat piece of paper, tissue, whatever, it's not a receptacle, so it's not mekabel tumah. And he says that the Sidrei Tara on page 15 so he quotes that the Tosas Yantif, I guess we can look Perek Beis Halacha Hey, he quotes the Tosas Yantif. Page 11. So Sisyantov says, the kiso is not metame. Yeah. So Bekitzer, the Tosas Yantif, if you look now in the Sidrei Tara, he says that that was the Nir in the time of the Gemara, but Nir Bezman Hazeh is Mekabel Tumah. So the Sidrei Tara says he doesn't understand. V'nir d'ishtamitzei Mishnah Tezvav Perek Yitzayin. Because the Chor from Perek Tezvav, Mishnah Tezvav Perek Yitzayin, you see beferish that you need a base kibul for a niyah to be mekabel tumah. So if it doesn't have a base kibul, not. Because what's mekabel tumah? You need something that has a base kibul. Or it could be a mat that you normally sit on. There's no base kibul, but that's mishkav. So that's also mekabel tumah. But it's a piece of paper. You don't sit on a piece of paper. And you don't put something in a piece of paper. So therefore, the Sidrei Tara says, you see from these mishnayos that said that only a nir that you made it into a receptacle is mekabel tumah, that a regular piece of paper that's not made into a receptacle is not mekabel tumah. That is the words of the Sidrei Tara. So who argues on the Sidrei Tara is the famous tshuva from the Noda B'Yehuda on page 16. The Noda B'Yehuda, you know, his tshuvas are always famous, whatever the Noda B'Yehuda said. You know, anyone who's serious about learning halacha, you have to know the tshuva of the tshuvas of Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda, Chasam Sofer, you have to know. You have to know all the tshuvas Noda B'Yehuda and all the tshuvas Chasam Sofer. And usually the Piskei Tshuva, you know, highlights them. But like But we have the original, so. I mean, the Nodav Yehuda and the Chasson Sofer, these were the, and Rabbi Kivager, you know, that Chevra. Those were the.
He holds the Zivas Dor Alach
is Hargosha.
Right.
See? And Chasson Sofer argues. You see? So so you always have to know what the Nodav Yehuda. So he says, he argues, and he says that. That what? That a paper is mekabel tumah on its own right. Now, where does he get that from? So, let's see the Rambam, and then we'll go back to the Nos of Yehuda. Let's see the Rambam on page 17. Says that it depends what it's made out of. I don't want to get into the details because it's going to confuse us now. But he says that it's mekabel tumah, and the Sidrei Torah disagrees because you see beferish from the Mishnayos.
So what is Harzamad Yehuda Cholek?
Okay, so first we didn't see yet what the Nodav Yehuda says yet.
Right.
So let's see what he says yet. And whatever he says, he's going to have to answer up those Mishnayos. In other words, right? In other words, the Sidrei Torah says, "Don't blame me; blame the Mishnah." It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says only if you make it into a base kibble, also a kiss. If you don't make it into a base kibble, not so. So to understand the Nodav Yehuda, you have to look on page 17. Perek Aleph, Halachiyot Aleph, in Hilchas Kalim. So says the Rambam, Kol shehu orug, bein mitzemer upishtin, bein mikanvas u mimeshi, u mishadvarm hagedelim biyabosha, hu nikra beged, linyan tumah. In other words, beged means you have something that's woven, whether it's from wool, linen, canvas, meshi, silk, things that grow on the ground. Hu hanikra beged leinyan tumah. V'halavadim kibegodim l'chol dover. So the Rambam says a final statement. He says that just because I said originally that things, to become a beged, they have to be woven together. But what if you have pieces of wool or linen or whatever it is, they're not woven together. But they're strings and they're pressed together. They're pressed. And that keeps them together. So the Rambam's chiddush is, v'halavodim kibegodim l'chol dover. That even if it's not woven, it's compressed, pressed together, it's also a beged. So the Nodav Yehuda, his chiddush on page 16, is that paper is levadim. Look inside. Omnum. In shar tumos avshe kasafti shasovim she'ena machal odam ena mekabel tumah hayni kmo sheheim and also mehem begodim o levodim cheinir also in bloi vachos ko ena mekabel shar tumos she'em ugrim in levodim zeloshon arambam kol shu orog bein mitzemer pishnim bein mikemves u meshi u mishar dvarim hagdeinu beyabosho hu anikra beged li'inyin tumah. Valvadim kibgodim l'choldover. Ad kan loshon Rambam. Hare klal kiyo. The Rambam makes a klal. Mikol ha'godol biyavosha v'chol halavadim kibeged u'mekabel tumah. So therefore, the Rambam says, the review says, they're no different. Hello, green milavadim, because basically you made the paper from different threads of worn out things, clothing, whatever. You pressed it together, and that's what, so the paper's not woven, but it's pressed together. So Ramela, it has a din of levadim, and levadim is what is the kabbal tumah.
I don't know what they would be, but would it have, like, are there any other implications of calling paper a beged aside from tumah?
Hilchos Shabbos, if you wear paper.
Whether
you wear your sitter to shul. Okay. Let's develop more and see how it comes out. Yeah. So that's what he wants to say. So the question. The question that has to be raised. Is so that how is he going to explain the Mishnayos? So it's a nice idea. There's a supplement 6.
Yeah.
6A. Is there a supplement to this? There's a supplement.
6A, this one.
No, supplement. Is there a supplement to 6? This is a bit tough one.
This is 6A. In Gidrei Beged and the Kabbal Tumah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
It starts with the Chumash on the first page.
Yeah, one second. Let me see if it's in this one.
You need one of them? Yeah.
Yeah, give me one. Yeah, okay, take it.
Sure.
Okay, let me see if it's in here.
Yeah, so there's a supplement in Tanya 6A. Oh. There's another.
Okay. Okay, so what we have to see here is how do we answer this question? Because is the Shuvas Shivas Tzion. Shuvas Shivas Tzion. Is that in here? Shuvas Shivas Tzion. Anyone see the Shuvas Shivas Tzion? Let's see. One second. Okay, I'll tell it to you outside, and we hopefully we'll eventually find where I put it. Shiva Steel. Okay, let me tell you. The Noda Behuda's son wrote a tshuva to defend his father.
What is the actual definition of levadim?
Again, levadim means that you have.
I was pressed together.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You have different strings that are pressed together, they're not woven.
Right.
They're not woven. So, and now we'll. So let me tell you what the Note of Judah's son says in defense of his father. The Note of Judah's son says in defense of his father that he says the case of the Mishnah, the way they made Nir in the case of the Mishnah, was they took a leaf, a big leaf, and they put something on it, and it was became a piece of paper. The case that they made it after the Mishnah was taking material and making it into strings, into separate entities, and then putting it together. So Memela, in the near of the Mishnah, was not Levadim, because it was one mass, like one leaf. So Memela, that's not going to be Mekabel Tumah, because it doesn't have a din of a Beged. So in other words, my father, the Note of Yehuda, said that paper is Levadim. That's only the paper that was Levadim, that was made into different strings that you can press together. But the case in the Mishnah was a type of paper that was not Levadim. It was one leaf. That wasn't the separate strands that were compressed together. One day we'll find where I put it in the... Okay.
Similar on the test.
What?
On the bottom it says, I know to receive a seal.
Where are you looking?
No, on the bottom it tells you where it is. Oh. Similar on the test.
Yeah, so that's the tshuva here. Shiva Sion. Yeah, the bottom page 16. I ain't sure Shiva Sion. So I think I Xeroxed it at one point. Maybe it was a separate thing, okay, we'll find it. But that's his word. That's the word of this.
And so today it's made differently also, then maybe have a different...
Okay, so that we have to see now. So comes the Kasam Sofer. So again, we start with the Sidre Tara. He says it's not Mekabel Tumah. The Note of Yehuda says it is Mekabel Tumah. And now, because it's Levadim. So now let's look in the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer, page 19. So the Chasam Sofer here is going to argue with the Note of Yehuda. So he says the whole thing. So what's his main point? His main point is here. Take a look. Hani. The first word in the line is Hani. Hani Niyoros. Nichtishu hadek heitev. V'namosu b'mayim v'nefchu l'ponim acheres. Parcha din semru pishtim b'nayu. He says because, in other words, if you want something to be levadim, so it has to be that you could see that there are strands there that were, like if you have a thing that woven, you look carefully at your garment, you see that they're woven, the stitches are woven, you could see it. Or levadim means they weren't woven, they were compressed together. But if they're coated and redone, you look at a piece of paper, you don't see that anything was even compressed together. You know, even though it could have become from different pieces, but it doesn't look like any... So that's panim chadashos. In other words, it was treated in a way that at the end of the day, you don't see that it was ever separate strands that were mechubar together. So Memela, that's then it's tahar. Because you have to at least be nicker that it was panim kadoshus. We were looking for the Shivas Tzion. Did I make a separate packet, or like a little small thing with the Shivas Tzion? You can give out Shivas Tzions, a Yinuk Holman.
when you bring a piece of paper, if you look carefully, there's like strands in the red thing. Meaning, you don't see when you look at the flat piece of paper.
Right.
It clearly is.
Right. Well, should we rip a piece of paper?
I guess
you don't see it.
When it's just itself.
Yeah. Right.
But then also you have the tissues and all the other things. You clearly see it's pressed down.
In other words, you're saying tissues would be tissues. You look at a tissue, you look carefully.
You see all that stuff, yeah.
But you see it, I guess. In other words, what would the Chasam Sofer say about our modern day tissues? So, Bekitzer, that's the progress here. In other words, we started with this with the Mishnayos, and then the Sidrei Torah says it's not mekabel because the Mishnayos seem to say only if you make it into a base kibul. The other one says lelavadim. So they are mekabel. So what is he going to do with the Mishnayos? So the Noda B'Yudu son says that the Mishnayos were talking about when it wasn't made derech levadim, was made like from one big leaf. And the Chasam Sofer says that even if the Noda B'Yudu is right, but today our paper is processed in a way that we don't see that it's levadim anymore. So Mevela. Yeah.
And the opposite question, what would the Chasam Sofer say about American paper money, which is made of cotton, but you don't see the weaving?
American paper money? What is money made of?
American paper money is made of cotton.
Cotton?
Cotton.
Yeah, okay.
You know that. But you don't see the... You can see.
I never got a shaila that a woman had a kesem on a dollar bill.
Are we talking about the kabbalah from my aspect?
There's reason to say that there's no bigger base kibble than dollar bill.
Base kibble? Well, yeah, I mean.
That's smooth. You can see patches on the dollar.
Yes. Okay. Oh, okay. Every time, don't worry. We'll have to find it. Okay, but there's the word that. Okay, then Rav Moshe has the final thing here on page 20. And he wants to say that, okay, in other words, that maybe, in other words, Rav Moshe follows the Noda B'Yehuda. That the Noda B'Yehuda is correct. Look what he says. Inyan kesem menimtzal niya b'zeh ha'pligi achronim fa'anochem ka Noda B'Yehuda. He gives the approbation to the Noda B'Yehuda. Anochem ka Noda B'Yehuda. The Mekabel Tuba. So, but he has his own knetch. He says, "V'nir shalonu shudak v'lo shaych l'chabson." This is the nir that was then was reused. In other words, you would take a piece of paper and you would wash it and reuse it. It's not like this thin thing that we have today that we just dispose. V'lo shaych l'chabson she roi tamish b'hu k'mosh hu meluchloch b'ksom v'aday einu roi. The battle zehaniyah v'karuah mushkas mishum tashmish l'gamish avadi ein choshev shum mekabel tova. V'avikas sidrei tara lo mitameh. So it's interesting. Like he says, in the end of the day, the sidrei tara wins, but not for his reasoning. The sidrei tara says the stav is not mekabel tova. He says no, it is. No, he was right. It is mekabel tova. But our paper is disposable, so then it's not mekabel tuma. So basically, if you ask Rav Moshe, is mekabel tuma or not, he says it's not mekabel tuma. But not because of the Sidrei Tara, because Rav Moshe really thinks that the Nodav Yud is right, that it is levadim. But levadim is like when they made paper, that was a thick piece of paper that was reused and re... right.
For Rav Moshe, do you need both, though? Do you need the paper both to be disposable and for it to be not made out of something that's a baguette, for it to be levadim? Because let's say you have something that's made out of cotton that's disposable. Would you say that would not be mekabel tuma as well? You had some kind of a cloth that was a throwaway sheet. They sold them in like packages of 200, and nobody ever, like, you don't reuse them. Would that be the same thing, or is that, it's only because you have both?
What's both?
Meaning that it's levadim, so it's not something that's woven?
No, levadim is the reason that to make something is mekabel tuma, the Rambam says. Levadim is kibagadim. What you maybe mean to ask is that if you have something that's thick,
yeah,
but it's disposable.
Correct.
Yeah. So let's take a look at another Rambam. On page 21.
Last year, that Rav David.
Rav David Feinstein told me.
This is basically based on the
that Rav Moshe didn't always hold like this. Yeah. This was his later psak that he held.
He used to earlier on. He used to examine the.
Yeah, but nowadays they make, from cloth, but they're very small pieces. So, I mean, the mice are disposable, but they're made from something which is
What are you talking about? The
cloth that they use now.
Hey, Vedika cloth.
Yeah.
So, what is that? Yeah, but Vedika cloths go inside, so that doesn't matter.
Saying if you use something like that, but not putting it inside, would that not be makabel tuma? Something that you throw away, like a throwaway cloth.
Yeah.
Who defines disposable?
Oh, so let's see what we're. So let's look at this Rambam for a second on page 21. V'chein ha-keren, third line of Halacha Zayin. V'chein ha-keren shu mishtamish bo mashlicha. So keren is a horn. So that lechora is something that you theoretically could reuse, no? But he's saying that you don't. Right. So that's what Feivel Cohen points out, that this seems to source that you see from this halacha, that Karen shehu mashlicha mishtamish ba mashlicha ainu mekabel as tuma. The impression is that theoretically you could have.
It's very subjective. I can throw my sheets out every day. And when does that start? The day of, I throw my sheets out. That's it.
So Bobo Daito, you're the richest guy in the world.
Every
day you have new sheets. You don't want to ever sleep on the same sheet again. So, I don't know, we would probably say Bobo Daito. Right?
Besides, but sheets are not made to be disposable. If somebody
does it,
But something that is that the majority of people can say, even like I'm saying, I think like a quality is more negotiable
than that idea.
That's upsetting.
There's a level in between.
Okay. Now a couple more points. If you take a look here on page 22 of Chazanish.
One question?
Yeah.
Right. says, Mimchosha Olev, Mikabelus Tumo, the Dagofa ends.
Right.
Which is obviously only in the case of Karen. Karen can go either way, but sheets, even if you're Chosha Olev, to throw it out, it's Mikabelus Tumo.
Right, probably.
It must be the case Karen is different than sheets.
I'm not throwing my Karen out every day.
How many rams do you have that you just take one? How many rams do you have that you just take one? It's just doesn't sound like a system. The factory that makes the sheets and tell them, make the sheets, they're only going to be useful. Okay, the Chazon Ish quotes here, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes out Chasam Sofer. So the question is like this. One nekuda we still have to understand within the Nod Bihuda is just because something is levadim, right? The case that Rambam was talking about is levadim that you wear. So that makes it a beged. In other words, it's levadim, meaning the chiddush is, even though it's not woven, but it's pressed together, so it's mekabel tumah. But why it's a beged? But l'chora, a beged means that you wear it. You put it on your body. You wear it. So even if you want to tell me that tissues or paper is levadim, like the Rabbi Yehuda, but why is still you have to explain to me why that makes it a beged if you're not putting it on your body? So that's the kasha he asks over here. The near shalom avim, sorry me. So he's saying what? That even if something is not worn, but there's a tashmish for it, then you could call that a beged as well. Pirsu, I love beged. So that also is So you have to, in other words, you have to say this last step, or else it's not complete yet. In other words, that even though something is levadim, is mekabel tumah, but the levadim of the Rambam used it as a beged. So even though it wasn't woven, but you put it on as a shirt or whatever. But still, that's not going to explain paper. So then you have to say something. What he's saying here, the Chazon Ish, that even if something is not used, it has some type of tashmish, even though it's not clothing, that's also can be called beged. That's the last knetch that you have to say. So in the end of the day, we'll see more, but at the end of the day, we assume, and this is the psak in America, at least, that all these disposable tissues and pads and liners and all these things are not mekabel tumah. And therefore, if you have a kesem, even Yoser Mikigris, she's Mutaris. Yeah.
Isn't a liner or wouldn't that be the definition of a receptacle? Total liner to receive.
Right, but it's a receptacle that doesn't have a base kibble. So you're just saying, what do you think a line is for? It's to receive the blood.
Not before that, it's made for that purpose.
Right.
But it doesn't have a base kibble.
But it doesn't have a base kibble. It's a flat thing. It's not, it doesn't have any receptacles. It's a line is a flat piece of whatever.
The pads also, the pads are saying when
it's also flat. Everything is flat. It's when you put it in the undergarment, and the undergarment, you know, is
right.
So.
If it doesn't.
Right. Then you want to say maybe that's called the base kibble. Right. Maybe it's. But the base kibble means that it is like a cup. It has a physical receptacle. In other words, if you put something down, a flat thing, to absorb the blood that's coming out of the woman's body, so that's not called a receptacle.
Let's say a diaper, for example. We flat, it comes flat, but when you put it together, it could would a diaper be the same exact way?
No, because you would think a diaper is. What do you think a diaper is for? It's a base. No, but I think a base kibble has to, on its own, be a base kibble. In other words, if you just folded something, you know, I just fold this up. I fold it, you know, I make one of those things they make.
An origami, let's say an origami cup out of paper that wouldn't.
So,
it's disposable.
Yeah.
Well, it's disposable.
It's disposable.
Like Karen doesn't have a base kibble. It's not like Karen does have a base kibble.
No, the Karen has a base kibble.
But it's disposable.
It's disposable.
So, these pads are disposable.
Right, it's disposable, but I'm saying that maybe that's not called a base kibble either. But it's disposable, so every time I said it wouldn't matter, but...
Yeah, at least every motion.
Yeah. Right, so once you have Reboy Dam, like if a woman's going to get her... Obviously, a woman has a period and she's wearing a pad, she's going to be tummy.
What was the gather for Reboy Dam? You said 6 quarters?
Yeah, again, the gather of Reboy Dam is not an exact science. It says that we have to... You see, today that the Hargosha thing is not so clear. You see, really, Hilchos Nida is like this. A woman has a tipa, but has a Hargosha, that's the Raisa. She has a Ribui Dam below Hargosha, that's a Kesem. So that's the real Halacha. Moshe speaks about that. But today, that the Hargoshas became blurred, so then we say that a Ribui Dam is like a Hargosha, because Mustama, she was Margish and she didn't know, or whatever. In other words, we have to rewrite Hilchos Nida, so to speak. That's the problem with today, that we have to, you know, we have to rewrite something. In other words, or else, say a woman doesn't have a hargasha. Like Rav Shakta said, you mean to say a woman doesn't have a hargasha, she wears tzivonim, so she never, you know, like a woman came to Rav Shakta and said, oh, I never go to the mikveh, it's ridiculous. Some things that, you know, you just can't say. You're worried about Taras of Mishpacha, don't worry, just wear, go and buy colored underwear, and then you'll never have to go to the mikveh in your life. It's not neat time to say such a thing. Yeah, but it's generally accepted. Yeah, but the Dogo Mervava says the Gimel Chamurei Olam, But at the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch says there is a heter. So forget Zivon and let it be something that's not Mekabel Tumba or something like that. And not everyone, you know, accepts this this school of Eina Mekabel Tumba. I was speaking to Rav Ausch in Williamsburg over Chol HaMoed. So it comes out like this, that if a woman, this is the most common shayla, a woman wipes with a tissue and she sees blood. So I'd say there are five shittas had a pasket on this. Five shittas. But at the end of the day, we have to have one mahalach. Like I was sitting, I was at a wedding yesterday. I was sitting with the dean, Rabbi Sokol, the dean from Lander. We sat next to each other. We were schmoozing about Lander, you know, one of those things. So we talk about being able to apply halacha, not just knowing shittas, but able to. So it's like this. The Cheshev HaEfod says if you do the barley voy, says what you do you wipe with a tissue, even a little bit of dam. It's like even though it's external, there's no tliya, so it's tummy even a little bit. Midrabana, because there was no hagash. That's the first sheet, the Cheshev HaEfod, right? A little bit of dam on a tissue is transferring, so we don't care that the tissue is not mekabel tuma. It's transferring, and even a little bit because there's no tliya, right? So it's like you went inside. So even though you didn't go inside, a little bit. Rav Ausch told me that the other shita that maybe it's like transferring from dam al habasar. Like if you have dam al habasar, and then you transfer it on a tissue, you don't say, well, it's not mekabel tuma. So Rav Ausch said that he thinks that it's mutter, maybe he said it from his Rebbe, Rav Roth, that only up to a gris is mutter. But more than a gris, not. And then you have the other shita, which is the shita that I follow, that even more than a gris, Rav Avadi, I think Rav Liebowitz said it from Rav Bix, that's all, that even more than a gris, because it's not mekabel tuma. Rav Avadi Yosef, even more than a gris, it's not mekabel tuma. So that's the third shita. And then the fourth shita is if you choshish for the Sidre Tara, that even if the thing is not mekabel tuma, the person is mekabel tuma, so then again, it's considered mekabel tuma, so then but then it still has to be a gris, right? For it to be a problem, right?
Is there a
Rav said that, yes, but for a different board, not for Alstah Sidre Tara. It's just he's following the Shita that whenever you wipe, that's like taking a kesem that was on your leg and transferring it. So then, a kesem on your leg, we could only make up to a gris.
And so what's the Sidre Tara saying?
Sidre Tara's word was that even if you want to say that a tissue is not mekabel tuma, but if the tissue is held by a person, and the person is mekabel tuma, you remember that word? So the masa. So tumas masa. And then you could say maybe like Rav Yashiv, that maybe sixth idea, that maybe the tissue itself is mekabel tuma. So you could say, so like six different permutations that you could say over here. So in the end of the day, you have to have a mahalach. So the mahalach I follow is that anything, I always ask a woman, was it a disposable tissue? Yes. Was it external wipe? Yes. And then it's good. Then we could clear further, how deep do you have to go? So that we saw that that may be a little bit deeper than normal, it's where the body holds, or Kavas Das says it's only if it's very deep, with Cheshina, that's another permutation that could... So at the end of the day, the only thing I care about is was it external or internal? And how? Then I want to know, of course, what color it was, and how big was it? If it's like the whole tissue is soaked in blood, so then she, you know, it could be a rhea. You know, but if it's just a gris or a little bit more than a gris, you know, it's not so much. Then we treat it like a kesem. But you see from these
ready holds until 6 quarters now then?
Yeah, again, it's not an exact, that's what I was trying to say before. It's not an exact science. So you have to, like, grist is an exact right. Science. And you'll see, it was measured, bidyuk, what it is. You know, at one point Rabbi Bali used to tell me 6 quarters, different times he said a little bit differently. You know, it's something that's like Rabbi Aaron Felder said to me once at a wedding. You see it. You see a big thing. This is a big blotch. You know. You can't. It's not something that you know. You can define the. You know, an exact kafi ene mora ene hamora, that this is something that is what like Rabbi Kalama said. Rabbi Yashir's machmer, what we call heavy staining. So that's why, like Rabbi Willis said, it's the hardest part of Hilchas Nida to make that call. So, you know, and then what if, you know, she was staining like two quarters every time throughout the day? You know, Rabbi Vadi sometimes will mitzurf the whole day if, like, two. And then the poskim also take into account, you know, was it really red? Was it, you know, to the red? You know, these are different permutations that are all taken into account to make that call, to kesem call versus the ria call. And this all became so vague because the hargasha thing. And sometimes Rav Nachum Eisenstein told me from Rav Yashiv that he would use the hargasha, he would ask if the woman was surprised that it came, that it was there, or she felt it coming out. I mean, if it's in a case where he wasn't sure how the call should be, and he wanted to balance it off to see, should be treated like a kesem, so the call, these quasi hargashas would, you know, be part of
the cramps.
Yeah, cramps are feeling it. And even though not everyone holds from these things being, but they sometimes could be the tiebreakers. That's what it's. But I think Rabbi Yash told me that there's Israel, you know, there's a different mahalach, you know, how they. I forget who told me that. He told me maybe from Diane Fisher that, you know, whatever. Like he was saying certain things that Diane Fisher said, like, you know, maybe it was only, America, you know, he heard in America things are different, but he was telling me about, you know, Diane Fisher's psak for pregnant ladies fasting in Yom Kippur. He said he only said in Eretz Yisrael, he didn't see it say it for chutzpah.
How far did we take this possibility of a cheshvah that there was a transfer of the blood from inside to out? I mean, they don't know herself, really.
No, in other words, if you wipe something, so it means you took it from one place to another. So then maybe, you know, so the cheshvah eifot says then you don't have a right to say that it's on something that's not mekabel tumah, which you just transferred it. So then the question is, so therefore you don't get the cool of Eina Mekabel Tumah. So the question is, do you at least get the cool of a gris?
Right.
So that Rav Ash said, I think, that you should at least get the gris. And the Chesh of Eva is even more machmer, that you don't get even the gris, because it was, there's no tliya. The gris is only because you can be tliya that comes from someplace else. But here she cleaned that mokum, so he, So he says that's sort of like a bedika, and there's no makolas in that makom, you know. Also makom baduk mean makolas. So there are a lot of permutations that you can make, and each mahalach could be a separate mahalach in psak halacha, but this is the mahalach that I follow. That anything of a tissue, as long as it's not too much, you know, something significant of 5, 6, whatever, we treat it like a kesem reina makabel tuma, and the betayer. Provided that she didn't go in, provided it was just an external light. Whereas a tampon, you know, goes inside. So a tampon, even though it's also disposable, but we treat that as a ria, unless you say, like the netash hashuim, that you say barley that. So then it would only be the Rabbanan. But Rav Al said to me that he feels it's difficult to rely on the Netet Shashuim, because if we would have clear Hagashas, then it's clear to say Barili, to say that I didn't have that. But if the whole Hagasha thing is not so clear, then the Barili is also can't be too clear. And therefore, he basically, you know, said the Netet Shashuim is... You know, when we get back to Hargashas, we can get back to Netash, we can redeem the Netash Hashuim.
Because they don't have Hargashas, because they even need to say
Barili.
Because they never have
Hargashas,
ever.
Right.
So,
I mean,
it's a bigger
Barili. Yeah, right, you can say like that. If you want to say that everything is the Rabbanim, right? Said that, right, so Feinstein suggested maybe, but okay.
When we say that women have, let's say, rigoy dam, so someone that is hargasha, right?
Yeah.
But even on a good day, she doesn't have a hargasha. I mean, we're saying that because we don't have hargasha, therefore we have to have another thing, which is going to say someone that was a hargasha. The whole reason is because there's no hargasha.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the question: who do we put into our equation? Do we put in the or Hashulchan's thing into the equation? Do we not put it into the equation? Right. If you want to say that we don't work with the Aruch Hashulchan, that the women know what they're talking about, and they do, and this, and so, you know, so then you can just go into the concept of just that the need of today is the Rabbonim. And then we have to make that distinction between the need of the Rabbonim that's not a Kesem.
You have a seventh mahalach also.
Yeah.
He spoke it out earlier.
What was that?
Rav Shafta. I can have a kesem internally.
Yeah. And then I saw Rav Avadi Yosef has that also, but that's usually not the
mainstream
idea that you have a kesem. So the way we assume today is anything internal is a ria, anything external could be a kesem, provided it's not with a hargasha, provided it's not too big. And that's a mahalach. Is it, you know, is it the only mahalach? No. But you have to have a mahalach. You can't just tell, like Rabbi Sokol was saying to me last night, you can't just tell a balabas, okay, there are 5 shittas. You know, a person's coming to you, they want a psak. They're coming to you for 5 shittas. They're 7 shittas. You see what they had, you know. Keep staining. They keep, you know. And again, it's not a precise science. And that's what we have to have some type of mahal.
Some psak is an art, not a science.
Right. So you know, and others. Others started with this thing that no, you should get black liners, and because maybe the liners on the kamel tumo. Okay, there's so many different ways of dealing with things. Okay, so that's okay. So Rabosi, that's today's beginning. So hopefully we should have a strong zman, and. if we find the Shiva, the long lost Shiva Sion, we'll give it out. Azimalis Chapinu, and we find the Shiva Sion, Hayinu Kecholmim. Yeah, but we'll, I think Azirex, the Shiva, the actual Sefer. Okay, so there's a show. Thank you.